This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys! Yay!
He scours the internet like a little scurrying rat, but he collects information that he almost understands to share with us to make us more interesting. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Dr. Kevin.
Ooh. Did you know Frank Lloyd Wright's son invented Lincoln Logs?
No.
Yeah.
The architecture just in the blood of that family.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about Frank Lloyd Wright?
He is a famous architecture. You know his structures that you see here and there.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one would be that one that kind of looks like an arch.
I don't know that one.
Famous one.
No, I don't know that one.
Like the Arch of St. Louis?
St. Louis? No.
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 Not it's that like famous an, arch.
Yeah,
the other one.
Right. The other one.
So, not things that people could live in or...
Oh, like houses, like house designs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which one's your favorite one?
Farmhouse.
Oh, you think he just designed farmhouse. I think you're thinking of interior decorators.
Ah. Yes.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the fear of number 13 is called triskaidekaphobia?
So close.
Triskaidekaphobia?
I think it's trick.
Triskaidekaphobia.
That's it?
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
Wow, there's a fear of the number 13.
There's a fear of everything.
What would you say your top three fears are?
The dark.
Okay.
Starving.
Really?
And drowning in a porta potty.
What?
These are very rational fears.
Okay.
You're laughing. It's a serious issue.
Why do you have a fear of starving?
Sometimes I don't got money.
I know, but in America, you've got friends who and family who have money. We wouldn't let you starve.
I just feel so bad for asking.
Also, it's going to take you a while to starve.
Oh my God.
Well, look at you.
Where did the fear of the number 13 come from?
So when the joke happened, 789, that's when people started fearing numbers. And then this one guy, he said, wow, there's no 13th floor in a hotel.
Okay.
Spooky, spooky.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he did deep dive research of why that is. And he found something very scary about 13 and it haunted him. He had nightmares about 13.
Okay.
He kept seeing 13 all around.
Wow.
So this is a relatively new thing.
No, it's been dated around 19 somethings.
Okay. So relatively new thing.
Okay.
Yeah. For civilization.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
It's scary.
It is scary.
I feel scared.
Do you ever go from the 12th floor to the 14th?
Yeah.
Skipped a number.
Right.
What happens?
Right.
You know there's not a floor there, right?
Then how do you get from 12 to 14?
They just don't have a 13th floor. There's no empty floor.
That's what they want you to think.
You're right.
That's okay. A good point. Never thought about that, Kevin.
Yeah.
Did you know with Kevin? Give us one more fact.
Did you know a group of bunnies is called a fluffle?
What?
I know.
A fluffle?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing.
How bad do you want to see just a whole bunch of bunnies together?
So badly. So badly.
Like, you know how there are cat fays? Why is it that we can't have this with baby bunnies?
Yeah.
That's a great point. I don't know. Probably because you can't train a bunny. Or maybe you can train a bunny to go to the bathroom in a box.
You can.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I have no explanation for why we don't. I wish we had bunnies out in California like they do on the East Coast.
We do. I've told you this
before.
You think we don't.
Where?
I've seen them.
Where?
Oh, my God.
We
okay.
have those disgusting...
In Citrus Heights, there is a community center that my friend got married at. And on those grounds, there's just a ton of tiny, fluffy baby bunnies just pop, pop, popping around. Do you feel better now?
It sounds very specific.
Well, it exists.
It would be great if they lived. Here's what lives near me. Disgusting jackrabbits that are gross. They're too big. They scare me. Their ears look hard. I don't like any of that. I don't like any of that. They look like they are mythical creatures. But when I was growing up, everybody had like bunnies in their backyard. They would like hop and they'd sit there and they'd eat the grass. Sometimes if you had a garden, they'd get in there and you'd go, you bunny.
You look at this fluffle. Look at this fluffle.
My dad's going to be so mad you ate his radishes. And then they'd look at you and they'd be like, sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.